The following record was produced by Ballmark Productions with singer Jack Nimmel. The following song, Floating Away, was not written by a professional. It was written by a hobbyist songwriter, and we, Ballmark Productions, put original music and an original melody to his lyrics.
Hey, Mr. Fanork?
Yes, sir?
I believe the part about you writing original melodies, but there's no way that you have original music in the background.
Oh, who cares? All the songwriters want is to have a song recorded by us. Plus, even if we did use existing backing tracks, we would only use obscure songs from the 50s that 20-some-year-olds don't know anything about.
Well, your magazine ads say that you'll turn anyone into a hit songwriter.
It's called a basic tenet of marketing. People who read the National Enquirer always seem to think that their songs are hits. So if we tell them that their songs are hits, then they'll buy our services. It's called marketing, dude.
If you say so. Okay, let's start the song, even though it probably doesn't have original music.
Okay, here it goes. Ballmark Productions, Floating Away. Song poem by Tyler Zanke.
Song poem? What does that even mean?
These are tabloid readers. Do you expect them to be smart enough to even know what lyrics are? We have to call them song poems because most of these people are just poets. They're not even real songwriters.
Okay, if you say so.
Okay. Ballmark Productions, Floating Away, written by Tyler Zanke.
I'm floating away on the ocean blue to the beautiful island of Oahu. There'll be girls in bikinis singing aloha. Ha ha ha, ha 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 ha. I'm floating away to a beautiful place where everyone's got a smile on their face. They have white on their teeth and black on their lips and nail polish on their fingertips. They hula dance in tight leather pants and do the watusi on Sunday nights. And then they go on the internet and participate in all of the song fights. I'm floating away to a sweet little town where I stand up, everyone else lays down. I will dance and plant some plants. Yes, I'm floating away.
Hey, Mr. Fyodor?
Yes, what is it now?
What makes you think that people won't realize that this is the backing track to an existing song?
I don't think anyone of this generation even knows who Bobby Helms is.
You clearly don't listen to the radio around Christmas time.
We'll catch some fish in a jumbo net and put them in the boat. And then when it turns into winter, we put on a big furry coat. I'm floating away to Oahu. Doodly, doodly, doodly doo. Sing, 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 they didn't write any words. Yes, I'm floating, yes, I'm floating, yes, I'm floating away. Olé!
Mr. Fyodork.
What is it now?
I saw your singer. He wasn't reading sheet music. He was just making up a melody as he went.
Yeah, that Jack Nimmel. He can just make up a melody while listening to a backing track and reading lyrics. That's why we love him. He is so talented.
Okay, one more question. Suppose this songwriter has heard Jingle Bell Rock before. Which, I'm guessing he has, if he's heard the radio around Christmas time. What happens if he recognizes that track from Jingle Bell Rock?
Well, by the time he's heard it, it will be too late. He's already bought our services.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you guys are a bunch of song-sharking rip-offs. I'm leaving the studio.
Okay, goodbye then.
What a stupid song. Did you hear that lyric? Wearing a furry coat in the wintertime in Hawaii? They don't wear furry coats in Hawaii. Winter there is like summer here. Stupid song.